Okay, Rebbe, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Masech Sanhedrin. We are up to Parakei Mishnehei. Yomatzul ozuchus, if they found ozuchus, alim ozuchus, pitaruhu, they'd let him go. V'imlav, ma'virin dino l'machar. But if they can't find ozuchus to let him go, then they would delay the proceedings until the next day. Hoyim izdavgin zugos, they would break up into chavrusas, umatin b'machal, and they would eat much less. V'yushosim yayin kol yom, they wouldn't drink any wine all day. V'nosim would also kol lechle, and they would argue about the case all night. Ulamachra, so the next morning, Mashkimu Rabban Mabezdin, they would come early to the morning. Anyone who had voted in favor of the defendant would say, I voted in his favor yesterday and I maintain that position. Anyone who wants to vote against him would say, I was arguing against him and I maintain that position. Hamlamit Chova, Mlamit Chos, someone who previously was Mlamit Chova is allowed to jump teams and now be Mlamit Chos. Avlam Mlamit Chos, and Yochalachs of Lamit Chova. But someone who was previously Mlamit Chos is now not allowed to jump teams and argue against him. Toba Davar. They made a mistake. So they'd have two scribes to remind him of what he said. If they found a zechus for him, so they let him go. Otherwise, they'd have to take a vote. And meaning, if there's no slam dunk zechus, so they have to take a vote. If it's a 12-11 vote in his favor, he's off the hook. If anybody says I don't know, or there's a one person majority that says that he's chayiv, so then we add dayanim. Ad kama mosifin shnayim shnayim atshim ve'achad, and we always add two dayanim at a time up until we get to 71. We don't go beyond that. Shloshim mishishim zakenim shloshim chamishim chayvin zakei. And if it's a 36-35 vote to let the guy off the hook, he's off the hook. Shloshim Shisha Mechayvin, Shloshim Mechamishim Zakin, if it's the 36-35 vote against him, we'd have to keep arguing it out until you can get one of the people voting against him to vote for him. Now let's move on to Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Nigmar Adin, when they finished the Din Torah, Motzino Sot L'Sakla. So let's assume that they found him guilty. So they bring him out to give him Skila. Beis HaSkila Yechutz the Beis Din. The area where they would do the skila was outside of Beis Din. Shamar Tzias HaMakalel. Echad Omer Al Pesach Beis Din V'Asudarim B'Yadov Adam Echad Rochev Hasus Rochok Men Kadei Sheira Ehu. One guy would stand by the doorway of Beis Din holding a flag, and another guy would ride on a horse distant from him to be able to at least see the flag waver by the Beis Din. Omer Echad Yeshu Lamed Alav Zchus. If someone in the Beis Din says, I have a limud Zchus, Halam Menev Pasudarim V'Asus Ratzma Amido. The guy with the flag would wave the flag, and the horse would then chase after the defendant to bring him back for the Din Torah. Even if as he's being taken out to get killed, he says, I have a limud zchus for myself. We bring him back. We try to give every opportunity. Even 4 or 5 times, as long as he's not spewing nonsense, as long as he's saying something substantial. If they find the zchus for him, they pater him. Otherwise, he goes out to get skila. And then an announcement goes out, Ish Ploni ben Ploni Yotzi L'Sakel Al Sha'avar Avera Plonis, that this guy, the son of that guy, is going out to get skila because he violated a particular Avera, Uploni Ploni Eidav, and so and so is Eidim, Kol Mishi Yadeh Zuchus Yavovi Yalamed Alav. Anyone who knows any Zuchus to be Malamed should come and do so. So to summarize what we did today in Mishnah, hey, we said that if they find any Zuchus, they let him off the hook. Otherwise, they'd have to discuss the matter all night and come back and vote the next day. A person can change their vote in the guy's favor. And then we went through the numbers of even a one-person majority for Zuchus is going to work, but a one-person majority for Chova does not work. And we would add Dayanim if there's only the one-person majority for Chova, or if there's anyone that says Eini Yodea, at least up until we get to the number 71. And then in Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, we discussed how we'd bring the guy out to Skila, where there was a guy by the Beis Din door that had a flag in case anyone argued made an argument in his favor, so they wave the flag and they chase after the guy and bring him back. The guy can make arguments in his own favor to bring himself back. So, but if he was actually getting skila, they would make a public announcement that anyone who wants to be a Malamed Zichus can do so, but they would announce what exactly he had done, who his Edom were, and who he was. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis.